We're here on KSOM as we take a look back at the basketball seasons, doing a recap now with Cam girls basketball head coach Joe Wallum. And coach, certainly a good season, a solid season, 13-11, 8-6 in the conference, fourth place in the Rolling Valley, lost to Riverside, a good team in the playoffs, no shame in that. Of course, this team last year went all the way to the regional finals, but you lost a lot of talent. So I guess your thoughts overall on this team, did you exceed, meet, or didn't meet your expectations this year?
Well, like you said, I think it was a great season. I would say we exceeded expectations. You know, and we talk about this a lot with our team, is that the first day of practice where we were in November to where we got to here in February was, you know, one of the best, you know, progressions we've had in a long time here. The girls really talks about all our girls and how they stuck with it, stayed together, kept getting better every day. You know, November, I remember telling the parents in our parent meeting, we're going to struggle. We're going to need some patience from you parents. I go, but by the time February rolls around, I think you'll be very proud of what these girls can do. And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, they put us on an exciting run there in the postseason, and just very proud of the girls. And it's one of the most fun seasons I've had in a long time.
Yeah, wow. I agree with you. I think you definitely exceeded expectations. I think with all the talent that you lost last year, I don't know if anybody expected you to be where you were, and that's a credit to you and your players. You know, we'll start with the seniors, of course. We'll start first with Maddie Richter, who's first-team All-Conference. You know, just came in as a transfer and really had a phenomenal season. What can you say about Maddie and how she just kind of got absorbed by your teammates and accepted and became, you know, a leader for you?
Yeah. What, you know, what a phenomenal, player to, you know, come over for her senior year. And, she was great. Effort, attitude was there all the time. You know, it took her a few games to kind of warm up and try to, and getting used to, you know, the system that we're running, not quite the same as what she's used to. And, you know, but by January, she was hitting full stride. You know, that right before we looked, the last time I checked, she was like third in the state and made three-pointers in Class 1A, and she shot over 40% from the three-point line. Just a testament to how hard she worked throughout the year. She's, you know, just a great leader for us, and we're very, very fortunate to have her, albeit for 1 year. But, you know, we loved every minute of it.
And then what can you say also about Gracie Van Tiger and Lindsay Cheney, your other two seniors?
Yeah, you know, two amazing workers in 4 years. You know, and I would be willing to bet neither of them think they probably played as much as they deserved, but they're also, no one ever complained. You know, Lindsay Cheney, you know, was our scout team guard all the time. And, you know, she kind of reveled in that leadership role of being that person. And she did a very good job for us every day at practice. You know, Gracie Van Tiger was kind of our sixth girl, first girl off the bench. And again, never had any attitude or anything like that. And they loved being a part of the team, and we loved having them.
And then you look at some of your other key players this year as you go into next year. Of course, trying to find a number one scorer will be to replace Richter's numbers. It might have to be by committee. But what did you see from Courtney Fulman and Ada Hansen as two sophomores? They'll be juniors next year, and how they developed all year long. They started every game for you.
Yeah, you know, and that's something we talked about in our interviews after the season too. You know, we talked about how next year, they're going to have to step up. And we're, like you said, we're not going to ask Ada Hansen all of a sudden to score 17 points a game, you know, but can she get a few more? Can Courtney get a few more? And that's kind of where we start. I think each of them can do that. There's going to be, you know, a little bit more to go around, I think, next year from what we had this year. So we're excited for what they bring. You know, both of them played a lot as a freshman as well. So they're going to, you know, bring back a wealth of experience for us. And like I said, they're only juniors.
Yeah. And another one, Ruthie Rich, she's sophomore. She started a majority of games. Krista James comes back for you. She's a senior. Again, two players that you're going to look at to step up their stats and their roles.
Yeah, absolutely. Krista James, you know, a girl who took her sophomore year off, comes back out her junior, didn't really know what to expect. But she was phenomenal all year. Attitude and practice every day was great. Effort was great. And she, you know, she really exceeded expectations as well. So, you know, a little bit more pressure on her next year to continue to improve. And then Ruthie Rich, you know, she was phenomenal all year. She gets hurt in a double overtime win against Boyer Valley, misses a couple games. And she, you know, she didn't do anything wrong, but we kind of started on a roll right there. And I just never got her back into the starting lineup. Had that conversation with her. She handled it like a pro. She was all right. You know, as long as the team's playing, winning hard, she kept playing hard, practicing hard every day. Testament to her too. And you know, we look for big things out of both those gals next year.
And do you see maybe more progress from a player like Ailey Waylert than anybody else? It seemed like she started to earn that starting spot at the end of the season.
Yeah, she was one after Christmas break. She kind of really, you know, took a big leap. You know, she kind of forced into playing more, and you know, she just didn't relinquish her playing time. And you know, it's one of those things. I go back to the beginning of the year, those IGCA scrimmages in Atlantic. She came in, got in there, and she did some good things. But we were just weren't quite seeing in that practice, you know. And then all of a sudden, December, January rolls around, and you know, like I don't know if the light bulb clicked or whatever. She got more physical, you know, started shooting the ball at a higher percent, blocking shots, playing defense. So she definitely earned it and saw a great improvement. And you know, hopefully, we have a great summer with her, and she keeps progressing next year as well.
If she keeps progressing, that could be a diamond in the rough right there for you.
Absolutely.
So who else do you see as making key contributors for this team going into next year?
No, you know, I think Daphne Waylert, another girl, came off the bench for us, but she's in practice. She is a sharpshooter. I think we just got to find times, and she's got to get a little more comfortable getting on the court and shooting that ball a little bit quicker. She knows she's kind of got more of a slow release, but I think we can quicken that up. I think she can really come in and make a difference next year from the 3-point line for us.
Very good. And then overall, like, I mean, you lose three seniors, it's going to be tough to lose them. But like we just talked about, there's a lot of hope for this team next year. And you just tend to find a way to reload instead of rebuild. And that's the goal every year in high school sports. So what are your priorities for this team as you go into another season?
Well, you know, as we talked about in our exit interviews, we got to shoot the ball better. We got to find more points. That's where it's going to come. We got to get more comfortable shooting, you know, in game-like atmosphere. So I think that's going to be a huge thing for us. And then also handling the ball. We got to come up with some, you know, we got to become better passers and better ball handlers. Because, you know, a couple times it was just the presses other teams gave us that gave us fits and cost us from winning some games.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time now and throughout the season. And I know spring sports just around the corner, so we'll be talking to you soon about golf. That's coming up before you know it. Heck, you probably wish you could get out on the golf course this week, but I'm sure the ground is too wet. But we'll talk soon about that. Again, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Joe Wallum, head coach for Cam Girls Basketball, with us here on KSOM.